Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Oh, good afternoon or evening, depending on where you are in the country. Happy to have you at the QBO show. It's 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 Eastern. Welcome aboard, or if you're listening throughout the week. We have an awesome guest that's going to be on soon, Matt Donaldson from Expensify. So he's going to go through Expensify and a few things there. And, of course, we're sponsored by StacyKAcademy.com and KildallServices.com. Stacy, how's it going?
It's going okay, except I'm about to have a cat fight right in front of me on my desk. Two of my cats are
not happy with each other.
Well, you know, I have an old cat. She's like 19, and she hates all the other cats, and so she's not really happy that Yoda is on the desk. So, okay, now we're good. The situation has been diffused. We are okay. We're good to go. So just so that everybody knows, I'm going to start the chat right now. I couldn't do that because I thought there was an impending, thought I was going to have to break up a big fight. So anyway, I'm doing well, Woody. How are you?
So you don't get scratched or something. That could be really gnarly, cat fights in general.
I don't think it would ever get quite that. It probably wouldn't get much more than a little bit of growling and maybe some, you know, or a little bit of wrestling, but I don't think, I still didn't want to be in the office. So I think we're good.
Yeah. Sorry. I know. Cause I mean, how much a 19-year-old cat, you know, how fast are they at this point?
Right.
How far are they going to take it? No, I get it. No, things are going well, you know, a lot going on. I'm here at the Tucson facility today. It's like nigh 100 degrees already, May 4th. So today's a hot one.
Is it really?
So good stuff. Yeah, it's going to be hot for, I think tomorrow's 100 plus, so pretty crazy. But, it's good. And of course, opinion statements or views that I express on the show might not necessarily reflect those of Intuit. Intuit's not affiliated with the show, and that might be the best I've ever said that sentence in about 5 years. Locked in.
Yeah, you locked it in. You got it down.
Yeah, good job. So Matt will be on shortly. And we are going to look at how Expensify can simplify expense reporting, how to become a partner, and ExpensiCon conference 2018.
Yeah,
they just had one, and it was Hawaii, right? Weren't you guys in Hawaii or something? That was their first one. Is that correct?
I was not able to go to that. Yeah, it was Hawaii, but
really nice.
I did not go to the first ExpensiCon, and the reason why is because I had a previous engagement for Donna Ullman at Intuit to do some QuickBooks online certification training. So I was not able to go. I think Matt's already on the line. We can probably bring him in.
Oh, totally. I just wanted to know if you had any updates or something. If not, we'll just bring him right in.
No, I have no updates. The one thing I do want to say is I want people to pay attention to what's happening at Scaling New Heights. I can finally let the cat out of the bag. I'm doing some fun stuff with ClockShark, the time tracking app, and I have some very special limited edition T-shirts that I'm going to be giving away. And all you have to do is come find me. And then from what I understand, if you get spotted wearing one, there's going to be a surprise in it for you. If you, one of the special edition Clock Shark shirts, and I tweeted it a little bit ago earlier today. So it's, I'm pretty excited about it. That's my only update. Yep.
No, that's cool. All right. Well, we'll bring Matt in cause we have some good questions for him and see how things are going. I will bring him in now. And Matt, you on with us?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Great. You know, thanks for taking the time to come on the QBO show. Happy to have you. This is Matt Donaldson with Expensify. And how's it going today?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Can't complain. Nice and sunny in San Francisco after a morning of fog. So the day is turning up here.
Yeah, sounds like
nice.
You guys get a lot of fog, though, in the morning there. Is that correct? Or is there, like, a certain type of certain time of year where, what is it, the June gloom? Or is that San Diego? I mix them up all the time.
I'd say we get a little bit of San Diego's June gloom, but I mean, it's kind of it's a year round thing here. Really, it's almost like every day.
Nice. No, very cool.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate taking the time to come on. And before we go into the questions, which we have here, Matt, can you kind of just introduce yourself to the audience and kind of what you've been doing and then what you do at Expensify?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Matt Donaldson. I've been at Expensify for about 3 years now. And my role here is to I run our partner program. So very similar to, you know, Intuit's Pro Advisor program, Expensify has our own. It's called the Expensify Approved Accountants Program. And really my role here is to kind of oversee that program and really to help facilitate the success of our partners as it relates to, you know, using Expensify for the clients and then also for themselves.
Nice.
Nice. In 3 years, that's great. And you're based in San Francisco. Is that where Expensify headquarters is?
Yeah, that's where the headquarters are. We're actually opening a brand new office in Portland. I think headquarters are going to kind of shift a little bit. We're still going to have the office here, but we're putting the finishing touches on this really, really cool bank building. It's about a 100-year-old bank building in the center of downtown Portland in the Pearl District. And we're just finishing up renovations on it. And it's going to be really, really cool. We're really excited.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, those old bank buildings, is anybody putting in dibs for, like, the bank vault as their office? Or is that just kind of the, something else?
I'm not sure. I think we've got the bank vaults. I honestly don't know what we're doing with them. I'm sure we're doing something. I don't think I personally will go in there just because, you know, I have this weird paranoia that I'm somehow going to get locked in there. And then
totally.
Not have food and water for a couple days.
No one would want to do it.
I don't think I'm going to go into that vault, but you're more than welcome to if you come visit.
That's the thing. I could not do that for that reason because they'd never be able to hear you, and it'd be a real sad story. But no, I'm glad. It's exciting, this Portland move. Love that city. So nice. So, and you and Stacy know each other for a while. Have you guys probably seen each other at conferences and what have you, or?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We see each other all the time on the road. Pretty common actually.
Yep.
Nice.
Sure is.
All right. Well, so I know what Expensify is. We've used it and often and just here internally and then just, you know, with app integration with QBO, but just for the audience, I mean, obviously the name kind of gives it away, but you know, what is it and who's it good for, you know, Matt, in your opinion, after 3 years of working there?
You know, this is probably one of my favorite questions at Expensify is, you know, two pieces here. Number one, what we do, you know, it's my favorite tagline out there, and I'm sure you guys have seen it. You got the T-shirts and everything. But what we do is expense reports that don't suck. And so really our goal is to, you know, just take the pain and suffering out of, you know, filing away your receipts and expenses for whatever business purpose that you might have those for, and as well as I can't forget mileage. So making it super, super easy to keep track of that, whether it's for your own personal expenses and mileage or, you know, to submit to your business, you know, and then in terms of who it's for, I mean, really everyone. We've got people on Expensify that range from, you know, just tracking it for personal expenses, you know, all the way up to companies in the Fortune 500. So, you know, you can be one person doing it yourself. You could be part of a much larger org. You know, if you have expenses and mileage, Expensify is for you.
Nice. And it works across, you know, all platforms. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Works across all platforms and devices as well, or most people using the mobile app or.
Yeah. So across all the platforms, we've obviously got, you know, a fantastic web browser app, but really the core and what pretty much everybody actually uses it on is their mobile phone. So iOS and Android, because, I mean, we're in a mobile world today and most of your expenses happen while you're on the go. I'm sure Stacy can attest to that. You know, she's on the road with, all the time as well. And, you know, making it easy to capture those expenses while you're out on the go is, you know, it's priceless.
Yeah, I'll agree. The clients that I've introduced to it absolutely love it too. Because here's one of the things that I think differentiates it between from some other, and makes it a better why people like it. It's the interface is really, really easy to use. There are a lot of other expense tracking and expense reporting apps out there, but really when it comes down to it, what my clients have found is that it's the interface. It's just a nice, clean interface, and it's really easy to learn. There's not a huge learning curve, and it's just a nice app to use. So that's usually the deciding. I mean, aside from it has really great features, but what I hear constantly is just how the ease of use.
Thanks, Stacey. Yeah, that's definitely good to hear. That's definitely one of our main goals is making it super easy to use.
We try. Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you've announced some changes to the partner program. What are those about?
Yeah. So just a couple weeks ago, we've been kind of sitting on these for a while. But what we've been noticing over the last year or so is obviously we've had huge adoption with, you know, firms partnering with us, you know, to offer it to their clients, whether it's one person doing the books for a couple of clients or, you know, a large firm, you know, really across the board. But what we've noticed, you know, kind of over the last year is that a lot of those firms look at it and say, you know, this is great for our clients. This is going to create all kinds of efficiencies in our practice, but we need this too. We need a way to keep track of receipts and expenses and mileage for our own employees, whether that's, you know, internal firm expenses or even ones that they might be billing back to clients. And so we've seen this huge shift in terms of firms moving away from, you know, their legacy systems, or if they even had a system at all, some of them were still, you know, using pen and paper. And so they've kind of made this shift to using it internally. And what we decided to do was, you know, kind of thank them for doing so before basically becoming, you know, champions of Expensify, and add kind of an extra discount that they normally wouldn't have got. So obviously we already have discounts that we provide to our partners to either, you know, take on themselves or give to clients. But we've decided that any firm that uses it internally, we're going to give them an extra 5% off. And that goes to their own cost as well as to their clients. So kind of just our way of saying, you know, thanks for being our champions.
No, that's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
So that's good enough for the affiliates. Any new functionality for like partners and what does that look like?
Yeah. So, I mean, our partner program has been around for about, 2.5 years now, just a little bit right after I started at Expensify. And, you know, out of the box, you know, since then, Expensify has been a great tool and it's been ready for accountants to use when offering to their clients. It's kind of almost had the functionality they needed to manage it on behalf of clients from day one. But there's been a couple little things here and there that we've, you know, heard about and we've wanted to add for a while and just, you know, hadn't necessarily gotten around to. That day has finally come, and we've kind of listened to the feedback over the last couple of years. And so we've added a couple new pieces of functionality that make it super, super easy for a firm to adopt Expensify as a tool for themselves and their clients. One of those being a feature that we kind of looked at into it in QBO's onboarding flow and said, that works really well. And it's basically the option to say, okay, who pays, the firm or the client? And it might sound really silly and simple, but it's just not something that we had from day one. And you could have the client pay, but it was a little bit cumbersome to get them to do that. So we said, let's just make this easier and basically, you know, looked at Intuit's functionality to do that and kind of match that. So it's either firm pays or client pays. And so that's one of the first changes, and that's one of my favorite ones. The next is kind of, you know, almost doing like a client dashboard where, you know, we've always had a dashboard where you can see all of your clients in one place. But in some cases, it didn't give you the information that you needed. In this case, we've added some new attributes to that dashboard that basically show you, you know, kind of the activity across all of your clients, as well as, you know, the last time that we billed for their usage, what that bill looks like. So basically just surfacing some information to our partners to help make it easier for them to understand, you know, which clients are using it and how much the you know, it's costing. And then finally, and this one's probably the best one, is for some of the larger firms. This is probably a little bit more important to them. We've added the ability to basically have centralized billing. similar to QBO, where you basically got your realm, you've got your clients underneath that realm. Same thing with Inexpensify. You've got your firm.
That's awesome.
We could call it a console, for lack of a better way of putting it. And
yeah.
Basically put one card on file, and everything across the firm filters up to that one card. So makes it super, super easy to have some consolidated billing, because at the end of the day, the billing is still a pain. So again, we wanted to make that as easy as possible.
No, that's fantastic. So you have kind of like a wholesale billing where the firm can pay, and then you have consolidated billing. That's great. Now, is this something that, like, franchises would use too, and they would have kind of a main console with a bunch of entities, et cetera, rolling up? I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Like, perfect fit for that? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we built this functionality with the partners in mind, but the cool thing about it is after we did it, we're like, wait a second, this kind of applies to a lot of different, you know, use cases. You hit one of those right on the head, being a franchise. If you've, you know, got a large franchise that decides to adopt it and wants to push it out to all of their franchisees, by all means, they can definitely do that and have the billing all filtered up to the franchisor. So definitely something that we can cover there. Even for maybe, you know, large organizations that are maybe global and they have entities across, you know, various countries and they want things separate but consolidated, again, it kind of fits their use case there. So while we built it so partners, it definitely solves you know, for a couple other use cases out there.
Nice.
That's awesome. Love it.
I know, I love that.
Chase? Yep.
I was going to say, I mean, you kind of already talked about it, but is there anything, what's the newest thing that you guys are working on right now? Or can you say? I know sometimes you guys can't say.
I think one of the biggest things right now, and you'll hear our CEO, David, talk about this all the time, and really pretty much every CEO in Silicon Valley is, you know, around artificial intelligence and machine learning. And so we definitely want to hop on that hype train and, you know, not only hop on the hype train, but really use it in a way that's super, super efficient to us. One of those things being something we call Concierge. And so Concierge is kind of like our AI chatbot in Expensify that basically interacts with you while you're using the product. And while Concierge is going to have a ton of different purposes down the road, the first part is Concierge is kind of like your, think of it as your expense assistant. Basically, you know, if you scan in a receipt and we scan it, we pull out all the information we need, but we can't necessarily guess the expense category right then and there. Concierge is going to hit you up and say, hey, Matt, I tried to guess the category, but I just couldn't figure this one out. Can you go ahead and code this first one for me, and I'll remember it for the next time? And so it's little things like that here and there, or, you know, maybe surfacing something like duplicates, like an employee submits an expense report, whether it's, you know, their out-of-pocket expenses or company cards. And something like duplicates, we want to surface that. And so Concierge is going to say, hey, we checked over this report. This is the thing that we think that you should really look at. And so Concierge is there just to basically, you know, help you accomplish your to-dos in Expensify versus looking at it in bulk, because who wants to sift through a pile of data? I mean, I don't. So basically Concierge is there to kind of help do that for you. And that's kind of the first iteration. Down the line, Concierge is going to be doing a ton of different things, but we're really excited about this basically V1 and what that entails.
Nice.
No, it's fabulous.
That's kind of cool.
That's great. So how many customers does Expensify have now, or how many businesses using it? Can you, like, ballpark it? Because you guys have been around a while. I figure it must be a pretty big number that are leveraging
Expensify. Yeah. It's definitely growing, and we were actually just talking about this yesterday, so I happen to have the numbers fresh in front of me. Expensify has 35,000 companies using us today, with about 5 million users across the board. So a ton of companies, a ton of users, and we've processed about $32 billion in expenses to date.
Wow, $32 billion. That's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
That last number was kind of the one that blew me away. I'm like, that's really cool. We've got that many customers, that many users. But then I was like, wait a second. We've processed $32 billion. Dollars. That's,
wow.
You know, that's almost as much as the GDP of a small country. So
of
I think
many
cool.
Small countries. Yeah. That's great. So we didn't, neither of us went go ahead, Stacey. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I was just going to ask this question because you and I were talking about it right before we brought Matt on. I don't know if you could hear, but we were talking about Expensicon, which was the first one ever was last year. And I know I was invited and I couldn't because I had a prior engagement, which really bummed me out. But I do like to stick to my commitments, and I had committed to doing a QBO cert prep training someplace that had really shitty weather, I'm not gonna lie. So I stuck to that because it was what I committed to first, and unfortunately I could not go to ExpensiCon, which was in beautiful, glorious Hawaii last year. Are you guys doing, well, first of all, tell us what ExpensiCon was, and then tell us, are you guys doing another one, and are you doing it this year, are you doing it next year, what's going on with it, if you are?
Yeah, so I guess first thing I have to say is I have to commend you on sticking to your commitments there last year, because I don't know about you, but Maui would be something that would be very hard for me to turn away, so, you know, props to you, Stacey, for sticking to that.
Well, you know what, I mean, I have been doing work with Intuit for so long, and, you know, I'm one of those people who, if I say, hey, yes, I can go do this training, the only reason I have had to cancel was because we had the only time I've ever canceled an Intuit event is because either I have been in the ER or we've had family members who are in the hospital. Those are the only two times I've canceled. So I couldn't, as much as I would have loved to head out to Maui, I gotta hook up my Donna Ullman over at Intuit. She does all the training for the accountant segment, and I told her I was gonna be there, so I showed up. And I don't regret it, although I did see the pictures and the weather looked beautiful. So are you guys doing another one?
Yeah. So I guess to start, last year's ExpensiCon was our first one ever, and it was. It was tough to plan, but I think we executed really well. And really what it was about was bringing together all of our top partners, top customers, and even some partners that we had just kind of started working with, and brought them all together under one roof. And it was less about, you know, your typical, you know, trade show conference where you go to classes, you get your CPE credit, you learn about something or building your practice, you go to a couple of general sessions, you go to the trade floor, learn about some things there. It wasn't like that. It was more of an intimate setting where we had, you know, some networking events, like, you know, happy hours in the evening. We did some, you know, light sessions around, you know, some topics that people were interested in, a couple general sessions with, you know, David Barrett and Matt Rissell from T-Sheets, and a couple other folks. And really what it was about was putting people that are very forward-thinking in the industry together in one place to have them collaborate on ideas for the future, for Expensify, you know, all that good stuff. So it wasn't your typical conference. And I think, you know, we didn't intend it to be, and we're very proud of that. And we feel like we kind of created something new and unique there. And so the goal, again, is to do that same thing plus more, but do it this time in Bora Bora. Is where we're going to be doing ExpensiCon 2. And that's going to be next year in 2018 in April, at the very end of April, just after tax season. So for all of our partners that are in the accounting industry, they get a nice vacation right after they've been, you know, camped out in their office for a couple months.
Wow.
Nice.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Where is it? Did you say where it was? I kind of guessed out for a minute because I was – where are you guys? Where is it?
Yeah, so it's at the Four Seasons Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Right? That's pretty freaking fancy, Matt.
Yeah, I didn't pick that. I think I would have felt bad picking that, so I'm really glad it didn't come down to me picking it, but I am glad that we're going. Because, you know, like you said, Four Seasons Bora Bora, it sounds super awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how does one snag one of those invites? Who's going this year?
So So there's, you know, we're kind of going through this exercise of, you know, looking at thought leaders and our partners and our top customers. And really what it comes down to, and, you know, the bulk of the folks that are going to be there, what it takes to qualify to come is to be a silver tiered partner with Expensify. In our Expensify Approved program, we're above. That's what it takes to qualify. And a silver partner with us is, you know, you're using Expensify, whether it's for a firm, for your clients, or for both. And through a combination of that, having at least 100 active users on Expensify. And so that could be, you know, your firm, that could be, you know, one client that's gigantic for you, that could be, you know, 100, you know, sole proprietors. You know, as long as you have 100 users or above, that's what qualifies you. And for anybody that, you know, listens to the podcast and says, that's kind of a lot, it's really not. We had a couple partners last year that found out about it about four months before we went, and they said, I'm going to go. And they said, I'm going no matter what. And they made it. So that was also a qualifier last year.
Just to clarify, it's not different companies. It's users, right?
That's correct.
So you don't have, yeah. So you don't have to have 100 different clients on it. You have to have, you could have 4 clients and 100 users between those 4 clients.
That's right. So we try to make it super easy, because 100 clients might be a little bit tough to do. That would be a hard goal for me to meet. So, 100 users across all of your clients, and then, you know, as well as your firm. If you're using it for your firm, we'd count those employees in there too.
Wow.
Nice. That's cool. Pretty sweet. So if you have a firm of like 10, there you go. Yeah. You've got 10 right there.
Yeah.
90 to go.
Yep, that's exactly it.
So for some of the larger firms, that'll be great too. Because I know some larger firms are using Expensify, so that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Is there anything else you wanted to share with the audience, Matt, regarding Expensify or stuff coming that's new or what have you?
I mean, we're constantly releasing some new features. We're actually getting ready to release a couple pretty soon here. I can't share them yet, but they are going to be some that have been widely requested across all channels, whether it be our direct customers or any of our partner accountants as well. So get ready to see some pretty cool changes across the product.
Are you guys going to be at Scaling Your
Home? Nice.
Yeah, we will be at Scaling Heights. I'll be there personally as well. And so we're going to have a pretty sweet booth there again. Like we always do, we try to make an appearance with, but we like to call it our spaceship booth, because it kind of looks like a spaceship almost.
Nice.
So we'll be there with that. And I'll actually have a power breakfast there as well this year too.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You guys got anything special? Like, you guys doing any special, like, giveaways or doing – what kind of swag are you guys bringing, or is it a secret?
You know, it's probably a secret from me, too. we're definitely bringing our super comfy T-shirts. And, you know, I'm just going to say it. I think they're comfier than T-shirts. So
you can say it.
Yeah. I think they're comfier. And we'll definitely come stocked with those. We'll probably have some really cool water bottles. We'd like to bring our stickers. And who knows, we might have some other cool swag that the marketing team doesn't trust me with. So they probably haven't told me about it.
Doesn't trust me with. That's funny. I'm bringing something. I am bringing some Stacey K Academy swag that is not – it's. I usually bring it every year. I bring something. Like last year I brought little screen cleaners that stick to the back of your phone. And this year I'm bringing the most unsexy swag thing. But I will say, out of all the swag I have ever gotten at any event ever, it's the one that I have used more than anything else. And they are those rubber circle jar openers. You know what I'm talking about? They're like these circles of rubber, and you use them to open up jars, and everybody in my house uses them, and we wear them out so that when we don't have one, everybody kind of panics. Like, they dig through the drawer like, where's the jar opener? So I was trying to think, like, what should I bring? I thought, well, maybe I'll bring some little packets of sunscreen because it is in Orlando in June.
Totally.
And then I thought, well, no, I don't want
to.
I don't want. Right. I don't want to bring that because then once somebody uses it, they're just going to throw it away. So that is kind of silly. So I thought, I started thinking about what's the one thing that I still use. And the last jar opener I got was about 5 years ago when I joined the local business association that I belong to, and it's falling apart. And I thought, oh, jar openers. So I'm bringing jar openers, Stacey K Academy jar openers.
I think I'm going to have to stop by and grab one of those because we could definitely use a jar opener in the office. Yeah, we could definitely use one of those.
I'll send a couple home. You can take one home and take one for your office as well. So yeah, it's so like not a cool thing to give away, but I don't care because it's really useful.
I have to say one of the coolest pieces that I've got, and I think it's saved me a ton of time while I've been on the road, is one of those USB things where you plug it in and it's got the three different cores coming off of it. So if you've got,
yeah,
you know, an iPhone, but then other things with mini USB, it's like the one to many. It has saved me so many times while I'm on the road because I forget a charger here, I forget a charger there. That's got to be my favorite piece that I've ever got, and I just keep it in my backpack, and it saves me all the time.
You know what? I keep a couple of those. I have a bunch of input ones, and I keep a bunch of, because everybody's always like, oh, hey, I need a charger. And I have like two different multi-packs that I use, and then those, and you are like a hero when you bust out one of those portable chargers in a cord, so I can dig it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're awesome.
All right, cool. Well, it's just Expensify.com, and if you want to find how do they find out about ExpensiCon? Where do they go to find out what the dealio is with that?
If you go to ExpensiCon.com, looks like actually somebody put it in your chat. Yeah, ExpensiCon.com, that'll show you what it's all about. It should show you qualifications, but if you want to sign up and get more information about it, there should be a little sign-up form there, we'll definitely tell you how you can get there.
Awesome.
That's
all
awesome.
Right, cool. We'll come back soon. We'll have you back soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Matt, good luck with the move to Portland with the team, and thanks for the update on Expensify, and appreciate the time today coming on the QBO show and breaking some stuff down.
Yeah, guys, thanks so much for having me. Really excited, and hopefully I'll be back soon.
You will. We'll have you on
soon.
Let me know when you guys have something, you know, like you have something, a new feature or functionality, just shoot me an email. We'll get you on the show.
Yeah.
Will do. All right.
Cool.
Have a good one, guys.
Awesome. Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
So next
Hey,
next
Stace,
week, what are we going to talk about?
Wait, yeah, totally. The next two shows, but I got to read you something because it's related to QBO because this app Knowify, right? So,
right.
You know, today's like some Star Wars day or something. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah,
but it's
May
I know
the 4th.
Isaac,
May the 4th, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, so Isaac dressed
so
up
when,
as
and just so that you
Vader,
know,
he
just
was,
so that you know, when people say, May the 4th be with you, us Catholics,
that's
we say, and also with you.
And also with you, right, totally.
Yes, exactly.
So Knowify says, they tweeted this, I think. They said, Knowify checking in on Star Wars Day. Maybe if the Empire used Knowify, their Death Star wouldn't have had a hole in it.
Okay, that wins.
So
awesome. That wins today.
This is the best. I got to tell
really
Valerie
funny.
Just shared this on QBO show. Brilliant.
Yeah,
Valerie sent me that
really,
in, a, in an internal chat room. That is awesome.
Ray
dressed up as Ray, and she, I'm telling you, man, Ray, my daughter dressed up just like Ray. She like literally came out of the room.
She
I was like, holy
exactly,
cow, you look just like Ray.
She looked exactly like her. I saw that picture and she looks exactly like her. I mean, holy
she, like,
moly.
Took scissors to the shirt. Right. And right before Nick looks at her and goes, you're really going to cut up that really expensive t-shirt for this. And she comes back all split down the middle. And then Isaac with the Chuck Taylors at the Vader, thought it was ideal. No, it was good stuff this morning. I was enjoying their outfits, their efforts. It was great.
I love that.
Oh my.
next week, we'll figure out something. We'll either be talking about new release or we'll be talking about how to do something in QBO.
Yeah, we're going to try.
QBO.
I think we might be able to try. Yep. And then the 11th might have some new stuff to share about QBO. It'd be cool. We'll try. And then on the 25th, we have Madeline Reeves, Maddie Reeves from Fathom, breaking down some new stuff there. It's very exciting. That'll be a fun one, too.
Yep. And then the week after that, we're only like a month away from scaling. The week of scaling, we probably won't have anything live because I think I'm going to be – we're not going to do live. I'm just going to – because it's going to be too much. I'm doing a SCORE webinar as soon as I get off the plane and get home from Scaling New Heights, and then the next day I have a Intuit webinar. So I'm just going to call it right now. We're not doing a live show the week of Scaling New Heights. I'm going to do pre-recorded interviews. I'll snag some interviews with
– yeah.
whomever I'm able to sit down with at Scaling, and then we'll play those for you guys. You got anything else before we go?
No, I'm good. That was fun. I really appreciate Matt coming on. Matt Donaldson from Expensify, expense reports that don't suck. That's their
they don't suck
thing.
Yeah.
So
the only thing I have to say before we go, well, one is that I am closing on my rental house tomorrow, finally. So when we moved
oh,
into
nice.
The house that
congratulations.
We live now, yeah, I'm so ridiculously excited. We
yeah,
we
you
bought
won't have
this
to carry
house,
that anymore. Wow.
Right. And I don't have to deal with tenants because I'm not a good landlord. I don't like to be a landlord, and it sucks. A lot. Yeah. And so we've been carrying that for, well, since 2 months before the
long
last
time.
2 months, we didn't get our rent paid, and they're in collections. We sent them to collections. So we close on that. I'm really excited about that. And the only other thing that I have to say before we go would be,
ask a damn waiter. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.